This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Star Mother.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Which, lest you believe this has something to do with the stars, it doesn't.
Nope.
And this is the coolest thing that we're talking about this session.
Yeah.
But it does not, is not what I expect it to
be. Its name is not, Ghost Ship, yes. Star Mother, yeah. No.
Less so.
Less
it
so.
Is, this is a god, an intelligent creature has come to Earth.
It's an outer god, that, which is massive.
An outer god.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a huge thing that has taken over a ghost ship.
Mm.
This 18th century sailing vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Vessel. And yeah, like it's a spooky, like, you know, what is it? What's the name of the evil ship? The ghost ship, the famous ghost ship.
I don't know.
It's a famous ghost ship.
I don't know.
I'm going to find that out while you,
I'll fill it in. Yeah. So when I said massive, I mean, it's a big deal that this thing is an outer god that just is just chilling out down on the ocean floor. It's actually size 2. It's very small, but it can project all of these like roots. It's kind of plant like. And also creates a good, you know, it's like a big mass of tentacles can be summoned on command while also kind of commanding an infinite supply of slimy, membranous, yellow-green protoplasm.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just like this little potato that's grown some eyes and is piloting a ghost ship, whether or not it's the famous ghost ship, which Gary has found the identity of now.
The Flying Dutchman.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought the Flying Dutchman was the pirate, the captain. No,
Flying Dutchman is a famous ghost ship.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So it's fine, and it has zombies and corpses and stuff that are being animated by these roots.
Uh-huh.
That's real cool. And it can create fog, which they should really stop ending the tour with it. it gets its own little subheading about how it creates fog.
Yeah.
And it's not that interesting.
No.
It creates fog 25 feet per round.
Cool. That's pretty slow. Yeah.
Rad. visibility is poor in the fog.
Whoa. Okay. Say. What? Sorry, I know there's another fact about this guy. Wait a couple of minutes. The visibility thing threw me off. I need to absorb that.
Yeah, hold up. You mean I can't see the ghost ship?
Ooh.
That's scary. I love a ghost ship. I think ghost ships are cool.
Yeah.
I like a drowned crew. You know, there's a big thing when I played Magic, there was a lot of like water zombie cards and stuff that I thought were extremely cool.
Yes. Yeah. I love the, I love the damned crew. That is very good. you talked about in ending the tour on the fog. No, the tour ends on power through suffering, which
yeah.
I guess in the back of my head I figured this was the way that all this worked anyway. The Star Mother specifically though, when it causes you to to lose sanity points, it's actually feeding on them. It takes half of your anybody who loses a number of sanity points, the Star Mother gains half of that as power, and it uses that to raise and lower
great
the ship
fog, mostly.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Fog.
like basically just big fog party.
Yeah,
you know, so if you have a bad day around this thing, boy, you're getting fogged.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.